The ASG Podcast presents Social Media 101,
a training series for today's insurance agents.
CMS compliance is a crucial part of the insurance industry. In this episode, we will outline a few best practices to ensure your social strategy stays compliant. SMT Episode 2, Social Media and Compliance. Before we get started on any social media platform, let's talk compliance. Marketing insurance products is a highly regulated business. CMS puts out strict and important guidelines on what you can and can't do when it comes to selling your products. Social media must abide by these rules as well. The best way to stay compliant when it comes to social platforms is to remember this. Social media is less about marketing and more about public relations. This means that your content won't be about marketing products to your clients. It will be about building relationships, establishing trust, and demonstrating your expertise that can later translate into leads. If our focus is now PR related, then sticking to the following four guidelines should be a piece of cake. 1. All marketing rules apply to social media activities. If you're not supposed to do it on a direct mailer or in an email, you shouldn't do it on your social page. 2. Treat your social media content like you would the content on a consumer-facing website. Again, the same rules apply. 3. A follow or a like is never the same as permission to contact. If someone contacts you through social media messaging, ask them to get in touch with you via email so you can keep a record for CMS. And 4, keep it generic. No carriers, no logos, no specific product information. Promote your services first. So, what does social media PR look like for your business? What content should you post? We will cover all of that and more in the next couple of episodes. Now, you try. Head to our show notes to review the guidelines we just discussed. Download a copy of our social media compliance guide, and you will also find the links to the latest articles on agentsurvivalguide.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We really appreciate your support. And if you like the show, if you listen on a regular basis, we would love to hear from you. It takes just a moment to leave a review on the Apple Podcast app or in iTunes. Let us know what you like best, what you want to hear, even if you just want to click on a star without leaving a review. All of that feedback helps to create episodes that are relevant to you, discussing the issues that you're facing as an agent. So please, take the time to leave a review. You never know, you just might hear your name and your comments in a future episode. Thank you again for your support. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next episode.